Oregon has seen a 63% increase in COVID cases in the past 2 weeks, an increase greater than in any other state, although it's an increase from a relatively low base compared to other states. There are now significant amounts of four different COVID variants in Oregon, and the state health authority's Jonathan Modi says they are one key to the increase.
Variants are a factor. They make the virus more transmissible, so you're more infectious. When you have the virus, you can infect more people than you might have before the variants came into being.
Over the past month, COVID cases in Clatsop County have roughly doubled from about 35 over a two-week period to about 70 cases in the most recent 2 weeks. The number of people in the hospital with COVID symptoms has doubled in our region, which includes most of Northwest Oregon, and some are very sick. But County Health Director Margot Lalich says, while we have the variants here, a bigger driver is the reluctance of relatively young people to be vaccinated.
Those that we're seeing with more severe illness right now and even being hospitalized are that younger population. Those are the individuals that we're targeting. And then the fact that we're balancing maintaining restrictions while at the same time trying to open up.
The county's vaccination efforts are now firing on all cylinders. Four public events this week, an outreach effort into the homeless community, Columbia Memorial Hospital receiving its first shipment of vaccine yesterday, Providence Seaside today, several pharmacies on board. Next week, eight doctor's offices will be offering vaccines, and the Vaccine Task Force will be holding live Facebook sessions where anyone can ask questions in Spanish on Wednesday evening and in English on Thursday.
This is sort of the last big sprint, and hopefully we'll see that rolling out the vaccinations and building up more community immunity through vaccination. As much as it's gone up, we're going to see it drop as quickly.
Task Force Commander Chris Lehman says 95% of people who got a first shot have returned for a second. But younger people are not as eager, and there are open slots for some of the 1,000 first-time shots the county is hoping to give at its clinics this week. Lehman says it's possible that the shots had been hard to access.
That barrier should go away. And so we anticipate or hope that the community is going to start engaging with that, and we can get the vaccination rates in our 20 to probably 60-year-old population increased here over the next few weeks.
Lehman says men are apparently less interested in getting the shots than women. Overall, more than 42% of county residents have gotten first shots so far.
We will have enough vaccine in Clatsop County by the beginning of June to have offered 80% of the county the vaccine.
Lehman says the key word there is offer. For KMUN Radio, I'm Jacob Lewin.